Good morning, this is H-Town Wheelhouse on your Astros podcast on May 14th, the morning after an 8-1 decisive victory against the Detroit Tigers. Today I want to hit on what the Astros are doing right, things they need to improve. Oh, and not to mention something I didn't get to cover yesterday, Corbin Martin's gym. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go play ball. The Astros increased their lead on the division. The Astros increased their run differential against the league at 78 plus runs. Also, on top of that, they now have the best record in the major leagues. The Astros' bats are on fire, outscoring their opponents nearly 80 runs to about 25, I would have to say. And it is something else. Now, last night we had 4 home runs. You would think, oh, George Springer, Michael Brantley, Carlos Correa. No. Jake Marisnik, Robinson Chirinos, Almedes Diaz, I totally butchered his name, but I'll get it eventually. And, of course, Bregatron, Alex Bregman. 4 home runs and a decisive 8-1 victory. Brad Peacock didn't have his best stuff last night, but that's okay. He can't be all fire and 12 strikeouts every game. That's why it's called a career high. He did allow a lot of walks. Luckily, Ronnie Rodriguez for the Tigers couldn't bat in all 9 positions. Oh, if he could, the Tigers probably would have won that game. He clearly was their offensive MVP. Now, let me get to something real quick that I forgot to mention, or actually didn't get on air to do that yesterday, was just congratulate Corbin Martin. Corbin Martin, let's go, Cy Ranch. Cy Ranch, I don't know what they are, Bobcat something. Anyways, so this product from Houston, Texas, graduates high school in 2014. 5 years later, technically, the kid's in the major leagues, gets his first start, and is absolutely just a terminator on the mound. Strikes out 9 batters in 5 1/3 inning. Now, I don't know that he would have gotten 4 or 5 more strikeouts, but can you imagine if Hinch would have let him pitch in the eighth inning? Wow. His big test, though, comes this Saturday, where he's scheduled to start against the Boston Red Sox, barring any moves or Altuve coming off the DL, and I'm assuming Corbin's here to stay. But Corbin Martin, this kid was stellar. Not only was he stellar, but he talked about how important it was that the Houston Astros offense was hitting and scoring runs. I don't care who you are as a pitcher. I don't care if you're Aurelio Lopez, Senior Smokeless from the 1980s Astros. If you've got run support, you can win games. And not only was he relying on their bats, he had that spin going, and he was straight fire. So with all things being known about the Houston Astros, they're now number 1 in the MLB power rankings. They are the only team to be top 5 in ERA, as well top 5 in batting average. These guys are killing it. This lineup is dangerous. There's not a single hitter, well, other than a couple I could name, and I don't want to slander anybody right now, because when things are rolling good, you know what? Baseball's the ultimate team sport. We know the couple guys in the lineup that need to hit more, they need to be on more, they need to give more consistent offerings to the offense. But with that being said, I want to know what you think about Jose Altuve. Jose Altuve is out on the 10-day IL. Jose Altuve is the biggest part of this team. But his success at the plate, obviously, does not affect how great this team is. And that should tell you how great this team is when their best hitter, who's not hitting the best, is out injured and sporting a 234, 243 average. Most teams would be crumbling right now and going, when are we going to get Altuve back? When's he going to help us? We need Altuve. You know what? This team is complete. Most of the guys are homegrown, a few guys we got in free agency, and it is a perfect formula for success. The only thing I've seen in the bullpen that gives me concerns is Chris Davinsky. Devo, the Dragon, the Swagger Man, the dude that when he strikes you out, he just takes it to the house. He has not been on. He's leaving his pitches over the plate. He's given up too many hits and runs. Now, it doesn't seem to matter, though, if they give up a few runs because they score a lot. Oh, my God, do they score a lot. It's like, oh, the Astros only have 3 runs in the 4th inning. Well, we haven't hit the 7th inning yet. Is there a possibility that this team could be better than the 2017 World Champion Houston Astros? Is there a possibility that you possibly have 2 or 3 MVP candidates in this lineup? George Springer leads the AL in home runs. He's 10th or 12th in batting average. He's top 5 in RBIs. He's absolutely killing it. They got 4 of their batters that are in the top 25 of the league. Is it possible that we have 2 or 3 MVP candidates, that we have a Cy Young candidate and award winner in Justin Verlander, and the reliever of the year, Osuna, who has just been impeccable? Now, you say, hold up. He almost gave up like 2 home runs that Reddick robbed 2 nights in a row. You know what? He still got the save. He still got the save. He's perfect since he's been in Houston. Just absolutely perfect. Roberto Osuna is the man. Ryan Pressly, 37 consecutive scoreless innings. Wow. That dude is a boss. And the Astros, no matter where you look on this team, are strong. Oh, and by the way, they still have guys in the minors. They still have guys waiting to come up. They got guys that are hot. They're smoking the ball. I mean, there are pitching prospects doing things that we don't even know about because of Corbin Martin and because of what we got. A lot of people are wanting us to go out to free agency and get another veteran arm like Madison Bumgarner. I don't know that that's necessary. I don't know that that's necessary. Something that not a lot of people are talking about is James. Josh James is getting significant non-pressure innings where he's going into games and he's building back his confidence and he's getting back to full speed. I picked him to win 10 or 12 games this year. A lot of people thought that was a bold prediction. But I think had he not had the hamstring injury, maybe he might be on his way. I don't know. He hasn't been too sharp, but he's getting his stuff back. So I think James has the opportunity to slide back into the rotation, barring an injury or anything like that. If they're worried about Corbin Martin getting too many innings as a rookie, maybe Josh James gets some starts. Well, that's all I got today for the HTL and Wheelhouse podcast. Let's see how the Astros do tonight. Take a second game in Detroit. Y'all have a great day, Houston. I'm out.